On the phone with me today is Jim Schneider of EBI International Consulting Group. Jim, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm really excited.
To start off, could you just take a minute to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the work that you do with EBI?
So my name is Jim Schneider. I'm one of the members of the EBI Consulting Group. You know, we're a consulting company that specializes in youth travel and mitigating risk associated with youth travel.
And you've been doing that for a while now, I understand. So what are some of the typical risks outside of the COVID realities?
Well, I think it's a real holistic point of view when we look at when we're talking about risk in youth travel. We're looking at anything that can be done to, you know, make sure that whether it be a destination, hotels, or even just individuals or groups, you know, what steps can be taken to help mitigate those risks and, you know, and ultimately have a great and a more pleasurable experience on both inbound and outbound.
And could you tell me a little bit about this survey that's being conducted by the World Youth Student Education Travel Confederation, to which EBI is a member?
Yeah, so what we have done at EBI is, you know, with all the challenges that are going on with COVID, one of the real concerns is when will things go back to a new normal? So one of the things that we have looked at is starting to assess kind of what is the reality from a travel point of view. So not so much from a medical point of view or from a government point of view, but more the perceptions of travelers and specifically youth travelers. When do they want to start traveling again and how are they going to travel? Because I think the one thing that we're all pretty aware of is it's going to be very different than it has been in the past.
And what specifics are you hoping to learn from the survey? What are some of the questions driving at?
Yeah, I think it is really kind of taking the survey and starting with a real blank canvas and really looking at it from a youth travel point of view. You know, so we start off with questions like just why do you travel? What do you like about traveling? You know, and what are the goals? Because travel is such a personal activity, you know, and the questions could be things like we ask people, you know, what are your goals? You know, is it to go with a workstation, volunteer travel for charity, visiting people, business, vacation, blogging? You know, travel is not just I'm going on a vacation. There's lots of reasons, especially in youth travel. So what we're trying to do is kind of start with that blank and then move forward, talking about why they like to travel and also kind of like, what are the barriers to travel? What stops you from traveling more? And then we get into things like the travel experience, you know, what destinations and where you stay when you travel. So it's really starting off with a real big picture, and we kind of just start narrowing it down and where they think they're going to go from there.
So the survey is being rolled out across the country. Why is it important to hear from young people in Prince George and perhaps more generally in places just outside of those urban centers like Vancouver or Toronto, the ones with the big kind of travel hubs?
Yeah, I think that's a mistake that a lot of times people make is let's go to the big population centers and try to use that for a survey, where when you're looking at a country like Canada and how diverse it is and the number of people who live outside of those non-urban centers, you know, and the challenges and the opportunities when you live in great communities like Prince George is you have an appetite for travel. And especially from the youth, you know, we spend a lot of time working hard and playing hard. So when we have those opportunities to travel, proportionally, sometimes we travel more. And we really like looking at places like Prince George that people have that appetite once they've gone through a long winter of, now I want to go travel, I want a vacation, or I want to experience different things. So when you're looking at a community like Prince George, there's a lot of similarities across Canada with other communities like like that size, whether it be the Maritimes or throughout the prairies.
And of course, Prince George has statistically quite a young population, and even our university is, I believe it's over 10% international students. So there's a lot of people coming and going from Prince George for any number of reasons, including work and school and medical travel.
And that's a great opportunity. When you're looking at 10% international students, you're now experiencing travel in a different way, because now, you know, I'm talking to my friend in my class. I'm talking about their country. I'm talking about that. So you have a different level of looking at travel. Like, oh, my friend said this place. What about this community? I never had considered that before. I would like to learn more about that. And so when, by using this type of a survey, we're trying to get into what's motivating people to travel and when they want to start traveling again and how that's going to look.
So I'm interested to know, because of course, even before the COVID-19 travel restrictions, the North has struggled to stay connected as running services, private enterprises is often difficult to sustain and to make profitable. Do you expect that more information could change how the travel industry interacts with more remote areas like Northern BC?
Well, you know, it's a question I don't know if we're really going to be able to answer. I think what we're going to be able to show, you know, once the survey is done, is more kind of the perceptions and the attitudes, the hopes and the desires of our travelers, you know, where they want to go, what they're going to do. That survey information can then be interpreted in multiple different ways. And any kind of statistical surveys, there's the opportunity to take that information and then maybe look at going, hey, maybe here's some opportunities that we need to look at, you know, for communities like Prince George or other communities that are out of the larger urban centers but are still dynamic communities and have, you know, a young age group that the travel industry is really looking forward to, you know, exploiting.
So to wrap up, Jim, why should people participate in this survey? What's the elevator pitch for participation?
Well, a great question. You know, I think the elevator pitch is it's an opportunity to kind of show for people in Prince George, it's an opportunity to not be told what you think as a youth traveler, but really to showcase who you are and what you want to do. Because if you want different things, here's an opportunity to kind of showcase. It's like, no, we're not just all the same and all painted with one brush. We are such a diverse community in Prince George, and our youth and the youth who want to travel, we're really interested in knowing how they want to travel and what that's going to look like in those experiences. And the great thing about this travel survey is it's also one that what we're hoping is when people are using it, they're also going to share it with their friends, you know, because I think people from Prince George have such a diverse network. And it's only together we can kind of really make things better.
What's the timeline like for this survey?
The survey will be going on for a little while. It probably has a few months available to it before we completely shut it down.
Excellent.
But in a survey like this, in a nationwide survey, you're really trying to make sure that you can proportionally, you know, reach all of the great communities.
Yeah, for sure. Jim Schneider, thank you so much for talking with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.